Hello friends, welcome to VSchool once again. We are on chapter 9, a very important chapter, because up till now we have seen how marketing is seen or done locally, but now we'll go into a globalized environment and understand the importance of distribution, partnership and relationship marketing for building global trust and getting competitive edge. In the present context, especially in the digital world and in the globalized market, it's not important what you sell, but how you sell. Who are your partners and how are you building your relationship? Today's customer may look, access a product on a mobile. He may buy it on an internet website and may get further service through a call center. So the different touch points are involved, which is where the importance of distribution and partnership on global platforms becomes important. A weak platform or a weak partnership can result into dissatisfaction, and that is why in this chapter we are going to understand the importance of distribution, partnership and relationship for building global trust, getting competitive edge and building long-term relationships. In this chapter, we'll understand how effective distribution network, strategic partnership and relationship marketing can build global trust and a competitive edge. Students will also learn how organizations can leverage alliances, ecosystems and digital tools to reach wider markets while maintaining brand credibility and ethical standards. So what exactly is globalization of financial services? When we talk about globalization, it simply means going across the borders. The financial service industry is no longer limited by national borders. The digital platforms, the fintech collaborations, and the global payment systems have created a networked global economy. Customers can access financial services anytime and from anywhere at his choice, 24/7, 365 days. Trust has become a valuable currency in today's digital and interconnected world. This trust gets concluded into loyalty, and loyalty establishes long-term relationships. Customer wants trustworthy institution that prioritize ethics, data security, and real value. Financial service providers must follow transparent practices, clear communication, and consistent service quality to earn the confidence of international clients. The clients can be within the country or the global clients. Whoever is the customer, they should have these transparent practices, clear communication, and consistent service quality. Only then the global trust can be built and competitive edge can be established. Distribution is no longer just about how products reach customers. It now focuses on customer experience, speed, convenience, and reliability. Everyone wants to access quickly. Everyone wants to get the product and services they desired, and everyone wants to enjoy the benefits of the product or service. Only then a good customer experience can be created. Similarly, partnerships are not just business arrangements. They are ecosystems of shared value and innovation. We have seen in the present context, no single provider can give a comprehensive solution. He requires partnerships and collaborations with experts such as fintech, such as the other technology providers, and sometimes even specialists. Here, alliances, digital ecosystems, and customer relationship management systems can be used to expand reach and efficiency. There is a changing role of distribution and partnership. This distribution and partnership platforms helps to strengthen the brand reputation and credibility in the global market. You can avail the database of customers not existing with you in foreign markets, and you can also service them with the help of distribution and partnership. Financial service providers that distribute their products ethically collaborate with reliable partners and nurture long-term client relationships are more likely to succeed. Because to grow, you need to expand. And if you expand, you require more acquisition. And most importantly, you need to retain your existing clients. And that is where effective distribution and partnerships are very useful to get innovation and ease. Working with digital platforms that follow rules and respect customer privacy lowers risk and improves their reputation. This is one common requirement, especially in the globalized era, because most of the competitors go with distribution and partnership that exists globally, and you need to be very sure that they follow the rules as well as they are ethically right while providing the customers the services expected by the parent organization. Relationship marketing is very important in business today. It helps financial service providers build long-term friendship with their customers. As we have seen, gone are the days where marketing was just a transaction. Marketing was just a product pusher. In the present context, in this competitive era, in the digital world, marketing means winning trust and establishing long-term relationship. No doubt, the digital channels provide convenience, speed, and ease. But when it comes to establishing trust with face-to-face transaction, relationship marketing is very important. Customer feels special and know that the business truly cares about them. When customers feel special and heard, they often return, recommend to others, and remain loyal. That's where you acquire new customers as well as you retain. You also land up into cross-selling and upselling, which further increases your business turnover. Relationship marketing makes building stronger relationship easier and a great way for businesses to succeed. Ethical practices act as a guiding light in building and maintaining external relationship. Just like we saw the importance of ethical marketing, when we talk about relationship building also, ethical practices play a very important role, especially when it is the distribution channels, partnerships, collaborations, fintech companies, or any other person who wants to make the customers happy and have delightful experiences. No single institution can innovate or expand globally on its own in the present context because of the wide variety of technology and other facilities. Collaborations between financial institutions and tech companies are a powerful way to help the businesses grow. By pooling respective strengths of various experts, financial institutions, the fintechs, the know-how and digital innovation can be embraced, and they can cut down the cost, give a competitive advantage, and can also quickly reach a wide range of new customers. These partnerships are a breeding ground for innovation because they blend the traditional financial expertise with modern flexible digital solutions. The traditional marketers may not have these expertise, but when they collaborate with such experts, they get the expertise and they can offer hybrid models once again for better experiences of the customer. By working together, both sides can offer better products and improve customer experiences and stay ahead in a changing business world. Now let's understand the importance of strategic alliances. Strategic alliances allows the financial institutions to combine their best triads, share knowledge, and expand into new areas. And hence, it gets tremendous importance in the globalized arena. It creates exciting new opportunities for growth and innovation, both for themselves as well as financial service providers. It helps them stay competitive by allowing them to offer the products and services that are faster, smarter, and focused on the customer. And the best part of it, they always stay updated and ensure that there is no lag, there is no hack, there is nothing that stops the seamless flow of the service to the customer, the functioning or effectiveness of the platforms utilized by the customer. And they can adjust quickly to market changes to get a clear edge over the slower competitors. For example, a regular bank can partner with a fintech company to start offering things like instant loan approvals or modern digital payment systems and thus modernize without building every technology in-house. Building every technology in house could be costly and cumbersome also. But when they collaborate, when they have strategic alliances, it becomes very cost effective and they can focus on their business. Partnerships also build credibility. Now, when we talk of strategic partnerships, there can be many, but here we are going to discuss three types. The first one is the co-branding. When two or more brands come together to create a shared product or service, we call it as co-branding. For example, a credit card jointly issued by a bank and an airline offers mutual benefits. Customer can earn travel points while both brands reach a wider audience. Here, when we talk about co-branding, two or more brands, one can be financial service provider and the second one can be anything other than a non-financial, then can be a non-financial service provider. But both benefits, the non-financial service provider can provide the service, whereas financial service provider can take care of the money. When we talk about joint ventures happen when companies combine their money and skills to start a brand new business. Each partner brings their own strength, such as technology, customer base, or financial expertise to create innovative products and reach more customers. The third type of strategic partnership could be technology collaborations. These partnerships focus on integrating or developing technology solutions. For example, banks working with cybersecurity firms to strengthen on online security or with cloud service providers to improve data management and scalability could be a good example of technology collaboration. Now, when we talk about fintech partnerships and innovation ecosystem, we need to see the speed, creativity, and advanced technology used by them. In return, traditional financial institutions offer their experience with regulations, financial stability, and a large base of customers. On one side, there is a base of customers. On the other side, there is speed, creativity, and advanced technology. When both mix together or both actually work for a common cause of serving the customers, then a seamless service is created. For example, many global banks now collaborate with fintech startups to improve fraud detection through artificial intelligence or to simply cross-border payments using the blockchain. Now, this partnerships is a win-win situation for both the financial service provider as well as the fintech. Fintech firms gain credibility and reach while banks benefit the speed and innovation. These collaborations help improve customer experience, reduce cost, and strengthen competitive advantage in a globalized marketplace. And most importantly, this is the need of the hour. Like we have seen, the traditional bankers can no more continue with the legacy system. They require expertise in technology, and fintechs don't have that accumulated customer database, and that is where they benefit by providing their expertise to the financial institutions who continue with their legacy systems. Together, they form innovative ecosystems, networks that continually develop better solutions such as a digital wallet, robo-advisors, mobile banking banks, or even AI-driven investment tools. Now we enter into a very important concept of risk management and sustainable growth, especially in a globalized era. Before entering a partnership, financial institutions must evaluate whether an alliance aligns with their goals, values, and long-term strategy. Otherwise, it can be a mismatch and create problems later. Key considerations that need to be evaluated during such tie-ups or arrangements include financial stability of the partner, regulatory compliance, technology compatibility, and reputation in the market. If these are stronger, then no doubt the partnership would fetch better results. If there are weakness in any of these parameters, then there should be a serious thought given to it before entering into such partnerships or collaboration. Clear agreements on responsibilities, data protection, and profit sharing prevents conflicts later and establishes a long-term systems and a flow of the transactions. Continuous performance reviews are essential because someone may be good at one point of time, However, that needs to be sustained over a longer period. Hence, continuous performance reviews and transparent communications ensure that both partners benefit equally and maintain trust throughout the collaboration. Strategic alliances and partnerships help financial services grow by working together with the trusted partners. Now, what is the business ecosystem thinking? A business ecosystem is simply a group of different companies that work together. The concept of business ecosystem and how network effects create mutual value for all participants is very important when you design a business ecosystem. Ecosystem thinking is all about getting different partners to work together by leveraging their best skills. So each partner is dependent on the other partner, and their interdependencies creates an ecosystem. Ecosystem thinking is built on the principle of interdependence, where the success of one participant enhances the growth of others. But despite that, all of them grow together, all of them have the profits together, and long term, they establish a very good ecosystem for the customers when we talk in terms of financial services. Instead of competing to win alone, these companies share information and create new solutions together. They work like a team to give customers better and easier services that meet their changing needs. Now we come to the network effect. Financial service providers can collaborate with fintechs, insurers, technology providers, and even non-financial partners to design customer-centered, technology-driven ecosystems that promote innovation, inclusion, and sustainable growth. Network effects explain why a collaborative system gets better as it gets bigger. So as it gets bigger, more and more partners provide their expertise, and that's how the systems get better. So the value of service or product goes faster than the number of people using it. It is further enriching the service, and the customer's experience becomes more delightful. The goal is to deliver better, easier, and more customer-focused services. When one person joins the network, like a platform or an ecosystem, everyone else already uses its benefits. The more people who collaborate in the ecosystem, the more useful it becomes for everyone involved, because more expertise comes into the system and the fusion creates an excellence in the customer service. Now let's look at who are the key contributors in the ecosystem. The first one, definitely the banks or the financial service providers. What is the key contribution? The key contribution is trust, knowing the rules, and a huge customer base. When it comes to fintech, their key contribution is technology. Their key contribution is agility, new ideas, and clear ways to use the data, and which also results into predictive analytics. When we talk in terms of technology providers, they provide essential infrastructure using things like the cloud, the APIs, and even the AI. And when it comes to insurers, their key contribution is protection and expert knowledge on managing risk, which is very important when we look at the complexity of the modern ecosystem. Now we move towards another important concept, as we saw, distribution, partnership, and if it has to go, it has to have good relationship marketing. So relationship marketing is useful for financial service providers for creating strong, lasting connections with the customer. And we have seen various factors which are involved in relationship marketing. Customers are treated as friends and trusted like partners by understanding their needs and showing genuine care. It is not just one-off sale, but it is understanding their needs, giving them nudges, analyzing their data, and being their partner for life. When businesses provide consistent support and show they truly care, customers build trust and stay loyal over time, and hence, in the modern context, relationship marketing is very important for growing customer base, retaining customers, as well as acquiring new customers. And customers feel that they require this because the complexity of the system is so much that if an expert helps them timely help, they have their financial goals fulfilled. Over time, this trust grows into loyalty, helping the businesses and the customers build a strong and lasting connection. When customers feel understood and respected, they become loyal and are much more likely to recommend the financial institutions to the others. Now let's look at the core principles of relationship marketing. No doubt, the relationship manager has to understand the needs, suggest solutions, and give timely help. But certain core principles are very important in relationship marketing. The first one is the trust. The customer should have confidence in the institution's intentions. When the financial institution provides consistent quality service again and again, the trust is automatically built. There has to be transparency. There should be no hidden charges or activities. Financial institutions should have openness and clarity in their dealings. There has to be two-way communication. The gone are the days when only one-way communication was existing. Now, because of the digital age, listening and responding to customer can happen instantly on the bank websites, on the chatbots, anyone on the social media. Long-term value creation is one of the core principles of relationship marketing. The long-term value creation is happening through mutual benefits over time. When we talk in terms of financial services for banks and financial firms, this means understanding the customer's lifelong goals. When we talk lifelong goals, the different life stages are important, the different needs during these life stages, and how quickly and timely the financial service provider connects with the customer, suggests him the solution, and implements it becomes very crucial. Providing continuous support as those goals keeps on changing is also equally important in building good relationship. Offering tailored solutions that grow alongside the customer's needs, like moving from a student account to a mortgage, also becomes very important. And here, the financial service provider should be proactive in understanding the needs. We have CRM systems, we have analytics. These tools can tremendously help only when the relationship manager looks into it and presents it, then only such relationship can be established. The key relationship marketing strategies for financial service providers focus on building trust and making the customer feel valued for the long term. Now let's look at the key relationship marketing strategies. The first one is hyper-personalization of services. When we talk about hyper-personalization of services, the data becomes very important. Data talks about the spending habits, the saving goals, the life events, and many much more about the customer. And this becomes a very important input for the relationship manager to offer tailored solutions at the right time. Example, a specific investment product based on the customer's age and income. The second important relationship market strategy is robust loyalty and reward programs. When we say robust loyalty and reward programs, it is a sort of motivation for the customer. When you reward customers for more than just spending, such as maintaining a high balance, using digital services, or achieving a savings milestone, you not only inculcate a habit, but you encourage the customer to utilize your services more and more. The tiered programs for high-value customers provide exclusive perks like waived fees, priority customer services, and even better interest rates. The third key relationship marketing strategy could be customer education and value-driven content. Giving customers genuinely useful resources to help them handle their money better rather than just trying to sell them something is very, very crucial. So customer education provides them important inputs and helps them to decipher the values out of the services, and this in turn helps them to manage their money better, and this becomes a very important factor for building relationship. Next key relationship strategy is seamless omni-channel experience. As we have seen, there are multiple touch points available and customer expects consistency across all the channels. If they get consistent and smooth service at all touch points, they have good experience, and this in turn builds good trust with the service provider. The next key relationship marketing strategy is transparency and ethical engagement. Transparency, as we have seen, you should be open. You should not have any hidden things. And when you combine them with ethics, your trust is definitely built. Business is always open and honest with the customer. That's the code word for transparency and ethical engagement. So having understood what exactly is your relationship marketing strategy, now in the globalized era, it's not just restricted to the relationship marketing strategy locally. It involves cross-cultural relationship management also, because as a financial service provider, you deal with global customers. The global customers deal or access your services, and hence cross-cultural relationship management becomes very important. So what exactly is cross-cultural relationship management? Financial institutions deal with different types of customers having different cultures as well as backgrounds. When we talk about these customers in a globalized arena, financial priorities may also be different across the cultures. And that's where the need for cross-cultural relationship management. Cross-cultural relationship management is about how relationship managers must change their style to fit this different cultural values. And this could include adapting their communication styles, which involves greeting to the customer, speaking in the tone to the customer, and many other aspects of communication, service approaches, as well as marketing messages. You cannot send loud messages to a culture preferring softness. And these small aspects matter a lot when we talk in terms of cross-cultural relationship management. And all these inputs can be gathered by the relationship manager from the CRM systems. CRM systems helps banks and financial institutions to collect and study customer information right from transaction history to preferences, as well as past conversations, which can decipher his likes and dislikes to offer better services. And this also helps data-driven personalization by creating unique products and services that meets the customer needs, improve satisfactions, and build deeper emotional connects with the customers. Now, with this relationship management, definitely a good brand trust can be developed in digital age, which in turn will establish a strong reputation for the financial service provider. A brand's reputation is shaped by customers' experiences. And when the customer starts trusting you, takes your services regularly, definitely a good brand reputation can be established. Online conversations can help the relationship manager to further enhance this brand trust. Businesses must regularly monitor what customers say about them on social media, review sites, as well as on new platforms. Whenever any clarification or corrections are required, they should do it quickly and in turn also respond to the customer. A single review or a post or a comment can quickly influence public opinion and affect the customer trust. A good reputation can attract loyal customers, while a damaged one can drive them away within a few minutes. Building trust online means keeping promises, providing accurate information, protecting customer data, and responding promptly to the issues or questions raised by the customer. Marketers must learn to build and protect brand trust in the digital space by closely watching social media conversations, responding to the feedback responsibly, and managing crisis with honesty and care. How can you measure the reputation? Social media can both strengthen and damage a brand's reputation, and hence marketers must keep their profiles professional and active. They should share trustworthy and helpful content and engage with the customers by responding quickly and respectfully. This in turn will definitely create a very strong reputation for the financial service provider. By doing so, they build trust and a positive online image, especially when happy customers share their good experiences. Financial service providers can use the reputation metrics such as the Net Promoter Score, customer satisfaction, service, online ratings, and even sentiment analysis to understand how customers view a brand. And with this, there can be many opportunities and challenges, especially when a financial service provider goes for a global expansion. Let's look at the opportunities and challenges. Financial service providers must carefully handle complex regulations, cultural differences, and ethical responsibilities in the global financial services space. At the same time, they should ensure that they maintain trust and compliance. Expanding into global markets gives financial institutions a chance to grow their customer base, diversify income sources, and access new investment opportunities. There can be many challenges faced, such as different rules, money exchange risk, time differences, customer needs. However, they can succeed by finding a balance between pursuing growth and strictly managing risk. They should also ensure the quality remains consistent everywhere they operate, and this is how they can easily face the challenges with confidence and get success. How to overcome challenge is another aspect, specifically when it comes to local laws. Every country has its own rules for banking, taxes, data safety, and even customer rights. Here, banks must follow these rules to avoid fines and keep a good name. When it comes to good behavior, honesty is the best policy. Banks, employees, relationship managers should be honest, fair, and protect customer data. And this is more essential when it is working across the borders. If the challenge is cultural differences, customers in different places have different ways of talking and doing business. Bank needs to understand these differences and adapt to it. If building trust is a challenge, how to overcome it? By knowing local customs, banks can connect with the customers and build strong and lasting relationships. So friends, these are the basic things to be kept in mind for relationship marketing. And if we have to speak specifically on relationship marketing in global markets, then in today's global economy, financial institutions need to build a strong, lasting relationships, not just with the local clients, but also with international customers and partners. To do this successfully, relationship marketing in global markets must focus on understanding diverse customer needs, that is, knowing what different people around the world want from their financial services. They should also focus on respecting the cultural differences, that is, changing how they communicate and serve people to fit the local values. And third, fostering trust-based connection that lasts a long time. If they follow this, it will ensure that they can serve a wide range of people effectively across the entire world. By being sensitive to the cultural differences, financial service providers can build relationships that are stronger, more respectful, and more likely to last internationally. So, like we did in the previous chapter, now let's look at some case studies which will help to understand how these principles could be applied in real-world cases. The first case study is on digital transformation with human touch. A situation is a financial service provider aims to become a fully digital bank while keeping personal relationship with the customers intact. The solution lies in combining the digital technology with personalized customer support, ensuring convenience without losing the human touch. The responsible actions include introducing user-friendly mobile banking apps with multilingual support, training employees to handle digital queries with empathy and speed, promoting sustainability-linked financial products, encouraging customers' feedback to improve digital experience and acting on it, ensuring cybersecurity and data privacy through strong internal controls. And with this, the outcome was financial service provider became recognized as a leading digital bank, successfully combining technology with trust and customer connection. The second case study is on expanding international reach to digital platforms. The situation is of a financial service provider want to serve non-resident Indians and international customers more efficiently without having physical expansion. The solution is digital platforms and global payment network to serve NRIs and international clients efficiently. The responsible actions include introducing digital KYC and e-document verification for faster onboarding, launching a global mobile app with easy remittance and investment options, partnering with international payment platforms for seamless transfers, offering 24/7 multilingual digital customer support, and ensuring compliance with multiple regulatory systems. The outcome, the financial service provider expanded its NRI customer base, enhanced cross-border service quality, and it also maintained the regulatory discipline. The third case study is on building global trust through relationship marketing. The situation is a financial service provider faced rising competition from digital payment providers and needed to strengthen locally loyalty across international customers. The solution was in deepening customer relationships through transparency, personalized rewards, and consistent global service quality. The responsible actions include launched personalized loyalty and reward programs, strengthened data security and fraud protection measures, built long-term partnerships with airlines, hotels, and retailers, and it also promoted financial education amongst small business customers. It also maintained transparent communication about charges and benefits. The outcome was customer satisfied and brand loyalty increased globally, and because of which the financial service provider started achieving top rankings in trust and service quality. The next case study is on responsible global expansion through partnerships. The situation is a financial service provider wanted to strengthen its presence in emerging markets while maintaining compliance and trust across diverse regions. The solution was in working closely with local banks, technology firms, and the people who set the rules. The responsible actions included partnering with local banks and fintech firms to adapt services to the local needs, focusing on customer education to promote the financial literacy, implementing strong anti-money laundering and KYC systems, and adopting transparent reporting standards aligned with global regulations. Investment in digital banking platforms that respected local data protection laws. The outcome was the financial service provider expanded its global customer base while maintaining high global trust rating and meeting all relevant compliance requirements. The next case study, embedding ethics in global financial inclusion. The situation of financial service provider sought to bring millions of unbanked people into the financial system responsibly. The solution was in partnering with governments, fintechs, and NGOs to create secure digital payment systems for underserved communities. The responsible actions included partnering with government and NGOs for inclusive financial programs, designing low-cost digital payment solutions for small businesses, ensuring transparent data usage and consent-based digital identities, and promoting gender equality through women-focused financial literacy programs, adopting environmental, social, and governance goals to guide the decisions. And the outcome was many people were added to the financial ecosystem through safe, ethical, and inclusive service. So friends, with this, we complete this chapter, and the next chapter is going to be the final on the roadmap and future trends. Thank you.